Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? We learned that yesterday from old Marv Levy's 1990s Buffalo Bills. What a great statement. Instead of thinking we have to live in the snow of Buffalo this time of year, they were thinking this is a great place to be. And what a group of champions they were. A lot of greatness on those teams. They kept chasing it for 4 years. They were chasing greatness 4 years in a row. They made it to the Super Bowl, never won. And those teams are, back in the day, they were the lovable people, lovable losers, I guess they were called, because they never won the big game. And how crazy is that? That they're really the best in the world, other than, you know, one team every year. I mean, all the teams every year they lose their last game except for one team. And it's great to be holding the trophy when it's all said and done. But I think one of the things that gives us a trophy is leaning into where we are and knowing that we're trying to keep improving, trying to keep chasing greatness. And here those Buffalo Bills are 30 years later still trying to hoist the Lombardi trophy. Maybe they'll do that. I don't know. We'll see what happens this week against the Bengals. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. I'm fired up that we're getting to hang out together today, and this is where I want to be, right here, right now. And I've got another little phrase for you. This one is not mine. I thought it would be appropriate this week. We celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life on Monday. I hope you had some time to reflect on your own life, some of the things that he stood for. But he made a statement one time that I've not really heard anybody quote this very often. But I love this statement he made in one of his speeches. He said, "The time is always right to do right. The time is always right to do right." We said a couple of weeks ago that I choose to believe I can make the world better today. I think those 11 words, I think we had an 11-word quote. My wife listened to that episode and hung little pictures. She actually, I'm sitting here in my recording studio, and it's on the wall over here. "I choose to believe I can make the world better today." My wife has put it there. I think she wants me to see it before I come back upstairs. She put one on my bathroom mirror. I can't get away from this phrase. And maybe I need to have added to my list here this reminder that the time is always right to do right. Did you need to be reminded of that today? Is there a place in your life where you've been holding back on doing right? It's not that you've been doing wrong. Maybe you've justified in your mind, "I'm going to do that. I'm planning to do that. I need to do that." But the time is always right to do right. We don't need to hold back today. And let me give you some places where you can try this. It could be as simple, literally, today. What's the right thing to do? I mean, there's so much that Dr. King could have explained to us if we could have a conversation with him. But we can pay attention to his words today, and we can make things better no matter what our situation is or where we are, who we are. We can make things better today for somebody else. And so let me give you a few things that you could consider. Choose one of them. Let's go do something right today. Here, you could give somebody a chance. Is there somebody on your team, somebody in your family, somebody that you've not given a chance? They need to have maybe they need to be promoted. Maybe they need to have more responsibility. Maybe they need to have an opportunity. Maybe some of us need to relinquish our rights. We've just taken up an offense in a relationship. Maybe it's in our marriage. Maybe it's, you know, you owe me this, you should do that. We're shaming people, blaming people, whatever. And what would it look like if you just, the right thing to do, laid down your rights? You just relinquished your rights. Maybe you relinquished your right to be right. So many people would rather be right than to get it right. How cool would our relationships be if we would just relinquish our rights? Let's just focus on making sure things are right between us and whoever. Maybe today, some of us, the right thing to do would be to lower our tone, just to pull down the volume. Saying it louder doesn't make us righter. I know that's bad English, but it doesn't make us more right if we say it louder. It really doesn't. More harsh does not make you more right. Let's lower our tone. Some of us, that's the right thing to do today. That time's always right to do what's right. Dr. King, he was right. We should lower our tone, some of us. Maybe somebody here listening today, you need to invest in the next generation. You need to pay it forward. You've got so much good stuff in your life. So many people, you've had so many opportunities. Maybe there's some people around you that maybe they don't even have a voice for themselves. And the way to invest in the next generation would be to speak for somebody, maybe even around you who's voiceless. I got a family member who's investing in somebody right now, just a young person. I love watching that. I think it's so amazing to see them. Just an incredible mark they're making on this young person's life. I think that's amazing. Maybe today you need to invest in somebody in the next generation, or maybe you're in the next generation. You need to invest in somebody who's in the former generation. Maybe it's time for a call to your grandparents, or maybe even have your great grandparents around, or you could just go sit on a porch with your grandpa. Or I mean, how cool would that be if I could do that? That'd be amazing to get to do that. But some of you, maybe you need to just pick up the phone or send a text to your grandmother. I don't know what it is. There's some Instagram grannies out there I heard about, and maybe you need to drop some love to the person who you wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. So I don't know which generation you need to invest in, but the right thing to do is the right thing to do. And it's always right to do right. The time's always right to do right. Maybe it's just simple. You need to include somebody. Maybe there's somebody around your life right now. They don't feel included, or you'll run into somebody today that's been marginalized, or there's a stigma on their life. There's something about them that they've been cut off from people. They've been judged. They need a chance. They need somebody to listen. They need somebody just really to validate them. Maybe today it's just that we need to validate somebody. The time is always right to do what's right. Give voice to the voiceless. Validate every single person. Be more inclusive. Lower your tone. Give up your rights. Give somebody a chance. Invest in the next generation, the first generation. I don't know. Here's what I do know. Dr. King nailed it when he said, the time is always right to do what's right. I hope today you'll find a situation, you'll do what's right, you'll remind yourself over and over again. You may even need to put it on an 8x10 and put it on your mirror, put it in your office, put it on your car, make it your screensaver. I don't know. The time is always right to do what's right. Go do what's right today. Help somebody out. Help us out by sharing with somebody you care about. We'll see you tomorrow for another day of Chasing Greatness. Love you guys.